Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as I offer you this special bonus episode of my podcast where we're going to talk about the remaining months of 2020 and specifically go into the Capricorn energies of this year and what we've been gifted with. Yes, I'm going to say gifted with, which might not be how it feels or how it appears, but this is a very important time in your life. This is a very deep time of soul work, completions, transformation, and ultimately understanding more of who you are, what your potentials are, and what you can manifest in this lifetime. So we're going to talk about the Capricorn Council of Three, the three planets in Capricorn, and what they have been showing you throughout 2020. Now, this episode will be a little bit shorter, between 15 to 20 minutes, which I know some of you actually prefer, but I want to offer you some visuals and images to look at, as well as some deeper questions to sit with. It is a rare time to have three outer planets all gathered together in the same place in the zodiac. That means it's extra significant. It has emphasis. And it means that there's something that you are committed to working on in this lifetime that perhaps you were not able to take on in a previous incarnation. So we're looking specifically at the third decan of Capricorn energies. The third decan is between 20 to 29 degrees of Capricorn, and this is the 10th sign of the zodiac. Capricorn is a place of demonstration of who you are, responsibility, commitments, what your obligations are, whether that is to a particular role, but mostly to yourself, to how you show up in the world and how you're choosing to show up in this lifetime. Now, Capricorn is typically associated with your profession, job, public standing, the titles you hold, the work you do, how you are responsible for your life. It is the manager, the CEO, the mentor. Capricorn has experience. And what this means at a soul level is that, yes, of course, your soul has experience with many energies. You've been through many cycles of time, many lifetimes of experiences. And here we are now in this last quarter of 2020, where there is a stronger focus on what you have experienced through many lifetimes and what is shifting and transforming for you permanently and powerfully. So what you want to do is identify in your astrology chart between 20 and 29 degrees of Capricorn. This could be in one house or two houses in your chart. And the houses are about the areas of life or the environments of your life that rule this part of your world. House placement is very important because it allows you to hone in on the area of life that's being highlighted. And in this case, the energies have been very powerful in this part of your life throughout this year. So we have Jupiter in Capricorn. Jupiter takes 12 years to move around the zodiac, spending about 1 year in every astrological sign. We have Saturn in Capricorn. Saturn takes between 28 to 30 years to travel around the zodiac. So it is in Capricorn at this time for about 2 to 3 years. And then we have Pluto in Capricorn, and Pluto takes over 260 years to move around the full zodiac. And we have Pluto at the same point in your chart. So all three planets are meeting up, a divine synchronicity, and it's revealing to you more of your talents, gifts, mastery, abilities. And it's asking you to powerfully do the work. And this is something that's been very clear and very strong, is that there's parts of our lives we have not been able to ignore. We've had to transform the energy. We've had to elevate it. We've had to look at our fears. This is the Pluto energy. This is where you could even have fears that you've carried through many lifetimes that have held you back, that have felt like, how do I move through this? How do I transform this? It can be fears around money, finances, your power, fears around your work, fears around family, relationships, something that you really want, fears about trusting, fears about what is possible. I mean, any area of life can bring up a fear, right? But this is a deep, deep rooted fear that's probably traveled with you for many lifetimes. And now it's time to take care of it, so to speak. And that is part of the Saturn in Capricorn influence, where Saturn, all about the physical world, the real world, you know, what you can see is what counts. Saturn is where we have to put in the work, time, and effort. No shortcuts, no ways to make something easier at times. We just have to keep showing up. And in this case, I feel like Saturn has been keeping our nose to the grindstone in what you are actually supported in transforming, even though it's probably been challenging, unexpected, or tough. Maybe something that you didn't want to look at, you didn't want to deal with, you didn't want to face a shadow, you didn't want to face a fear, you didn't want to face a limitation. But the Saturn energy is saying it's really important for you at a soul level to take care of this right now. And if you can operate from that point of view, not from the personality level of, is this right for me? Do I want this? Does this feel good? Or maybe I don't have time for this. It's not a personality level or egoic level energy. It's a much deeper commitment that you made at a soul level. And as I say that, I'm seeing a scroll and the pen, although the pen is actually ink, like one of those feather pens that you dip into the ink to write. And then it's rolled up as a scroll is rolled up and it's sealed with candle wax. And it's that kind of energy. It's like this ancient energy of an ancient commitment that was made where even when you were coming up against something, up against a wall, up against a fear, up against an energetic system or something in your life that really has been tough or scary, intense, has felt powerless, has felt overwhelming, or all of the above, there's some type of deeper commitment at a soul level that was made that you could move through it, that you came in with the solutions. You came in with the power to bust through that wall or knock down that wall. You came in with something more powerful that you're being guided to trust and work through. And it is supporting you even though it's been intense, it's been overwhelming, it's been a big thing that's unfolded throughout 2020, there is something that's also been supporting you at a deeper soul level. And so there has been this dance, as we've talked about, around the Capricorn energies and how they're all interacting. And we also have this interplay of Jupiter. Now, Jupiter is about learning, expansion, growth, understanding there's more to discover in the world, there's more to understand. You know, how can you look at something from a different angle, a different point of view? How can you really tune in to what is energetically aligned for you? And so Jupiter brings in support. It brings in that sense of, yes, I can do this. Yes, I can make this transformation, even though I don't know where it's going, even though there are no guarantees, even though I'm stepping out of a comfort zone, there is something pushing you in a loving, kind manner to keep going forward. And this Jupiter in Capricorn is where we want to perhaps be cautious and only take necessary steps. It can be where you trust when it's time to wait and then trust when it's time to go forward. That's also Jupiter, is where we can trust an energy. We can trust something at a deeper level even when we can't see it. And so now through the last quarter, the last few months of 2020, we're going to have Jupiter stationing direct at 17 degrees of Capricorn on September 12th. We're going to have Saturn station direct at 25 degrees of Capricorn on September 29th. And eventually in October, we're going to have Pluto station direct at 22 degrees, 29 minutes moving forward. And so all these planets in Capricorn are going to be getting their mojo back. They're going to understand more of what is required of them, what work is necessary, but also at a deeper level, there have been answers coming up for you. There has been clarity. There has been deeper understanding. I feel like there's been soul knowledge, whether that is through readings or sessions or something that you have tapped into that gives you more understanding of who you are as an energy system. There can be a resonance with something at a very deep level that has shown you the way. And this is where you're meant to apply it. And it's a very important period of time, these last few months of 2020, because these three planets are not going to be in this place of synchronicity in your chart ever again. Ever again. So there's something very important here. And when you're open to grasping that and to making the most of it, it sets you on a higher trajectory of what you're ready to powerfully move into as we move into the next decade. So this is important. And yes, 2020 has been very hard on multiple levels of our being. And that can be the experience you're in right now. And that is valid. And that is appropriate. And that is okay to feel that. It's absolutely okay to have very deep feelings about this year, very big fears or uncertainties or overwhelm. All of that is okay in the sense that when you welcome the feelings, then you're no longer resisting them. When you allow them to move through you, you're honoring them. When you acknowledge the messages they're bringing to you, you are accepting them. And the more that we can just be in that flow of understanding that things come up and come through and move through, it allows us to keep in a synchronicity with universal forces. Then you're not resisting what's coming forward or coming in. And it's actually a powerful demonstration of trust and strength when you do that. So at this time, as we're in it, as you're still in it, you can be having certain feelings and experiences that are very real. However, if you can perhaps step forward into 3 years, 5 years, 7 years from now, you're going to look back on this year and see things in a new way. Of course, the gifts of hindsight, and hindsight is 2020, which is a very intentional play on words right there. Hindsight is 2020. So what is 2020 really revealing to you? And if you can open it up in this way, and I feel the opening energetically, and it's also getting out of the mind, because your mind can be very burdened with this phase of the journey. It can feel like you're trying to figure things out. You're thinking it through. What's the answer? What's the solution? What do I do next? Again, this is part of our personality. This is very normal. And there's a part of us that needs this. It's like we need the exercises of going through our mental process. But if you can open it up to a broader understanding of what is being revealed to you at a I feel it at a soul level, at an energetic level, at a universal level. And you go into a different field of energy for different answers. There's going to be, I'm seeing sparks connecting. And it's interesting because I see it as these new neurons in the brain connecting as part of this new energy system. So there's new things coming through that are connecting and they're electrifying and they can happen fast and they can just click and it just ignites these new pathways of possibility in the energy streams of your life. And I feel this energy outside of the human body where it can be happening in the brain, but then the energy is actually in the aura, but it actually feels beyond the aura. It kind of feels like it's the energetics that are outside of the physical realm, if that makes sense. I'll just let that connect with you how it may. But there's something that's being rerouted and newly connected, like newly formed that's going to also pick up energy as Jupiter and Aquarius and Saturn in Aquarius begin in December of 2020. Specifically, December 20th through December 28th, Jupiter and Saturn travel together at 0 and 1 degrees of Aquarius, and they begin what's called a new synodic cycle. Synodic means there is an alignment and a beginning point of new energies that take off, and it's a birthing energy, it's a beginning point, it's a reset, and it establishes a new energetic frequency going into the next year, but also the next decade. And Aquarius is the energy of these electrifying energies. It is about understanding how you are an individual, the experience of individuation, where we at first identify as part of a group or as part of a tribe, part of a bigger system of energy. Then we go through an individuation process, which astrology supports because astrology shows you who you are as a unique source of energy. And then once you have that strength of who you are, you then bring that energy back to the group, back to the world at large, and you offer that unique energy from a place of power, light, and strength. So there's something that is really transforming us at a soul level that's then going to open you up to a higher purpose, a higher connection, a sense of who you are, what it's been about, and where you're going. Because Aquarius is about the future, the new visions, what has been outside of the realm of possibility until this magical door opens and then the energies support moving forward into something that's fresh and new for you at a soul level. So part of 2020, in fact, an overall theme of 2020, is that we've been required to do this soul work at the area of your chart where you have between 20 and 29 degrees of Capricorn. You haven't been able to miss it. I guarantee it, you know what's been going on, and you've been required to really look at this part of your life. But then as we close out the year, and as we move through, especially the final 10 days of December 2020, that's where these new energies really burst through. Again, it's like the neuron pathways, the openings, the connections, something lights up. And I feel the light comes from a healed part of the soul. Something that has been unresolved. Again, this can show up in so many ways. This can be unresolved trauma. This can be parts of your identity. This can be something around your energy systems. This can be your emotional body, your physical body, and on and on and on. The categories could go. But there's something about this year that has the potential to deeply shift, heal, and transform that's going to support you going forward and opens you up to new soul experiences, I mean, that are tangible, that are real, that are happening in your life. And it's only like we can pass that threshold or move through that doorway once the Capricorn work has been done. And this is also where we're going to see a shift in the matrix between the 3D and the 5D realities, between those who have not done their work, those who are, very much in their physical realities, we'll call it. They're at one area of consciousness. And then those who have done a lot of work, I mean, probably for many, many years, you could feel that you're going to be ready. And I'm getting this image of being lifted up, energetically lifted, because you didn't take shortcuts. You committed to what was in front of you. You understood you had to change and shift something, even though it could have been very hard, very trying, very taxing, very stressful. The universe, God, source, spirit, whatever you may call it, sees energy, understands what's been shifted and transformed, because it creates a new frequency. It has a new vibrant pulse, and then it responds to that new vibrant pulse. And so we can be waiting for something to show up. We can be looking for it in the physical world, and it feels like there's a delay. We get impatient, we doubt, we wonder if it's going to really happen. But there's also bigger cycles of energy happening that require patience at times. You know, it's like waiting for that bigger cycle of energy to come in, and then you get lifted up, and then things move forward, and then the breakthroughs happen. So this is different for all of us. This is unique for each person. But I just want you to know that sometimes it's not about you, only you, or what you're doing and wondering if it counts. It always counts. It always matters, and it always is going to pay off. But it's sort of like it has to sync up with a bigger cycle of energy, and then that's where the liftoff occurs. So know that 2020 and this Capricorn Council of Three has been quite intense and real, and it can be an energy that you really have felt stuck in or has been very big in your life. It's transformed your life. It's renovated you. It's changed something permanently, and that's part of Pluto. Pluto is the permanent life transitions that we go through. But if you can see this from a higher perspective, as well as from the deeper source of your soul's energy, I think you could feel a new level of peace, that everything is right on time, that you are right on time. There's parts of your life that couldn't have happened any sooner. There's parts of your world that could not have transformed any sooner. And this is a very powerful year that if you work with it and you consciously claim your energy, you're being set up to make the most of it going forward. And again, to feel lifted and to feel like what you've been doing pays off, the new manifestations show up, the new life is revealed to you, and it is going to feel like things start to make sense even in a way that they haven't before. So make the most of this intense Capricorn energy. Keep working, stay committed, take care of your obligations, be responsible, stay in your integrity, stay in your self-respect. It will pay off. It might not pay off in the moment. It might not pay off in 2020, but it will energetically come back around and reward you, because that's the other part of Capricorn energy. It rewards, it recognizes, and it honors what you have achieved. And at a soul level, there's the potential to achieve a lot right now. So I hope this has given you some reassurance, as well as some good things to consider as we move through the final months of 2020. Thank you so much for your time and for listening. I will be back for other podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online, and I will also see you over on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Thank you so much for joining me, my friends. I am grateful to be connected with you during this time, and I'm grateful for your time, energy, and presence for these podcast episodes. Take good care, and I'll see you soon.